Tens of thousands of asylum seekers have made their way into Germany in recent weeks. For those who reach Berlin, one of the first stops is the Office for Health and Social Affairs. There on a recent afternoon, I meet a 22-year-old Syrian named Ahmed. He's squatting in the shade of a tree while his brother stands in a line of hundreds to apply for lodging. The two fled Damascus after an unknown group threatened to kidnap them, according to Ahmed. He thinks probably because his father worked for the government of Bashar al-Assad. He speaks of an arduous journey to Berlin, via Turkey, Greece, Macedonia, Serbia, and Hungary, where they escaped detention and ran to hide in the forest as police helicopters searched overhead.
Nowhere to sleep. Nothing to eat. It's very difficult. Dangerous.
Ahmed is grateful for the considerably warmer welcome he's found in Germany, where officials plan to consider more than 800,000 asylum applications this year. But the scale of that undertaking has left local authorities scrambling to administer its rollout. On his cell phone, Ahmed shows me photos of where he found refuge the last few nights. Pictures of children sleeping slumped over in desks in a classroom.
There's your kids sleeping passed out over desks. People lying down in the hallways.
I sleep in the street.
In Berlin, the task of accommodating people in Ahmed's situation often falls to Manfred Novak, the chairman of AWO Berlin Mitte. The organization oversees dozens of the city's shelters, where asylum seekers spend their first 3 months while their cases are considered. Novak says that Berlin will receive about 5% of the total number of asylum seekers distributed around the country, which could mean at least 40,000 people, more than twice what had been expected. Local authorities are doing what they can to accommodate them, but have had to turn to less than ideal solutions, putting people in tents even as winter approaches.
Dringend werden Unterkünfte benötigt.
So we really need places where they can stay. We need places for them, like places to be built for them to live. Yeah, the problem is at the moment that we're even having to build tents, which we really didn't want to do. We were even at the point where we were using sports halls, like from schools and things like that, and even that we didn't want to do. And just because of the numbers of people that we're getting, we're having to build up tents.
Ahmed does not think that will dissuade more Syrians from coming. Every day they have more reasons to come, believes Issam, a new Syrian friend sitting beside him. Things were simpler when the fight was only between the Free Syrian Army and forces loyal to the government, says Issam.
But now, so much Free Army, government army, Islam, so much, 6 or 7 fight together.
That's why he left, and why more will follow.
Because Germany, the TV, welcome to Germany. And the people is very fantastic. I need to thank you people from Germany and thank for government for Germany. Because say welcome, Germany.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Bill Wheeler.